Now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
Testing, testing, check, check, check.
Hello there, this is funny lady Judith Lucy.
Hi, this is Joel Creasy.
Hey, this is Fiona O'Loughlin.
Hi guys, McLaughlin here, that would be of the Craig variety.
Hi, this is Shayna Blaze.
Hello, this is Tom Ballard.
Hi, this is Melissa Capp.
G'day, this is ScoMo, Scott Morrison.
Hi, this is Reece Eggleston.
Hi, it's Gina Liano from The Real Housewives of Melbourne.
Hi, this is Reece Mastin.
Hi, this is JC Fox.
This is Kathy Griffin.
Hey, this is Todd McCall.
Hello, this is Weird Al Yankovic.
Hello everybody, it's Omar Rudberg and you're listening to The Troy Murphy Show.
Troy Murphy laughing at me in the other studio. Oh, he's dancing to my radio vet. Hello, Troy.
The last couple of shows I've listened to the Troy Murphy Show, I've nearly had a couple of accidents because my eyes have been watering with laughter so much.
Is it me? Am I the problem? Surely I can't be the only one that thinks that the world is going bananas. With doctors last summer claiming the term morbidly obese to be ditched. Look, I understand morbidly obese is not a glamorous term, but unlike the morbidly obese lifestyle, one should not have to sugarcoat everything to explain that it's problematic.
He's ready for his close-up. It's the Troy Murphy Show.
Ladies, gentlemen, them, they, and all those who are hate listening this week, as you do each week, to find something to complain about, welcome to the Troy Murphy Show. I'm, of course, your host, Troy Murphy, and this, as the name suggests, is the Troy Murphy Show. Yes, it's that glorious time of the week again, Thursday nights from 7 p.m, right after the amazing Bumper to Bumper program. Hello, team. Love your work as always. The Troy Murphy Show, it's time for it to grace the TSR bandwidth and airwaves for an exciting adventure of talk till 8 p.m. And something different this week. We're not broadcasting in our usual studio in the Shire. No siree. We've grabbed the mobile studio. We've headed down to Canberra for a week of sitting. So maybe this will be a good time to change the TTMS theme music. Just for this week only. What do you think of this?
Order!
I will not be lectured about sexism and misogyny by this man. I will not.
I mean, you know, people are entitled to their sexual proclivities. You know, let there be a thousand blossoms bloom as far as I'm concerned. But I ain't spending any time on it.
I tell you what, any boss who sacks anyone for not turning up today is a bum.
I believe we are in danger of being swamped by Asians.
They're young, they're feisty. I think I can probably say I have a bit of sex appeal. And,
I mean, I've said this before, but tell that interpreter. This language. He's just complicates it so much, you know?
Madam Speaker, the leader of the opposition is the Mr. Potato Head of Australian politics. He's the Mr. Potato Head. You can put whatever face you like. Yeah.
Well, hang on. Sit down.
I'm still hearing.
You sit down, Buffhead. You sit down.
I've got the call.
Sit down.
Classic stuff. Oh, who can forget all that stuff said by politicians? The bane of our existence and the source of so much fun and entertaining things to laugh at. On the Troy Murphy Show this week, we've got the ever popular, the most listened to segment on demand, The Quick Quiz. We'll take a look at a new series that we're doing here on the show. Fun facts about season 2 of the Netflix TV show Heartstopper as part of this week's entertainment news. Plus, there's something suspicious, something sus, as the young ones will say, going on between Kale Leishman from Friday Night Live, myself, and the lead singer of local Shire band Spinning Cupids. What are the three of us doing? And why is there deceit, jealousy, potential heartbreak? And this is starting to sound really weird with no context. So I implore you to stay tuned to find out what exactly I'm talking about. That's coming up first up. And later on in the show, we'll play Is It Real News? Or is it fake news? With a weird story linking Spotify, you know, that listening platform, and that music listening platform, and a Swedish organized crime gang. Yes, it's a weird story, and you playing along at home will have to guess whether it's real news or fake news. In serious news at the end of the show, Premier Chris Minns is in trouble over the King's coronation and not putting it up on the sales of the Opera House. Ooh, we'll rip him a new one over that. And as always, the latest on The Voice to Parliament, including all the drama with Marcia Langton and news about postal votes and pre-polling for everyone who either can't make it on the day or want to get this over and done with early, plus so much more. And with that, let's dive headfirst into this week's show without any safety gear on, of course, because that's how we do things here on The Troy Murphy Show, responsibly. Don't try this at home.
Follow The Troy Murphy Show on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram and Threads. Search The Troy Murphy Show.
Something a little bit different to start the show this week as part of our fun stuff at the front, serious stuff at the back, and our new something for everybody guarantee, well, as best as we can. Now, there's a little bit of a tit and tat going on between presenters here at this here radio station, best known as Tooza, but formerly known as Sutherland Shire's 2SSR 99.7 FM. And that tit for tat is between myself, the Troy Murphy from the Troy Murphy Show. That's my official title. And one Kale Leishman from Friday Night Live. Yes, my good buddy, my good pal, one of the greatest presenters here at the station, Kale Leishman, who regularly comes onto the program here, and I, in return for the favor, go onto his program. Well, there's a little bit of a rift going on between us, and that has something to do with a local Shire band known as Spinning Cupids and their gorgeous hunk of a lead singer, Hassam. Now, Kale had Spinning Cupids on his show a little while ago after the Sutherland Shire Battle of the Bands, and the band was a winner. Part of the prize was to go on Kale's show. And, well, Hassam flirted pretty hard with Kale, and Kale dubbed that as a sus moment. There was a lot of, you know, I love you chaos going on from Hassam. And me being me, got a little bit jealous. And then again, Kale had them on their show a couple of weeks ago. And that was before I went on air with Kale. And because I had heard that they had had some more sus moments, well, Kale also mentioned, and I told him this privately, that, you know, I was a little bit jealous of their sus moments because Hassam is a very, very good-looking man. And, well, here's what happened live on Kale's show.
Is there any sus business going on there tonight? Because you're all packed in one car.
Did you tell Kale you love him?
Yeah. I love him so much. He just knows. How do you think we know each other? We talk on DMs like every day.
Every night. Deep and meaningful.
Deep and meaningfuls. We talk about life issues.
You tried to rizz him up.
He's rizzed up, man. He's rizzed up right now.
He's the most rizzed up man. I could hear him blushing through the phone.
Yeah,
I'm gonna.
Gorgeous man. Well, Kale, they can hope for what we have, but it's just the chemistry, man. You can't just make it. Like, you can't work for it. It's there or it's not. You know.
That's it. You we're just in the DMs all day, all night, and you even had to call me on your phone at 7. We arranged the date for tonight at 7. I didn't know you were bringing all your mates there with you, Hassam. I thought it was just me and you, but. Oh, well.
It's all right. Nothing.
So there's Hassam flirting outrageously with young Kale Leishman from Friday Night Live. And, well, then later on in Kale's program, I jumped on the phone to do my segment with him. And then we spoke about spinning cupids and Hassam in general. Here's what happened when I confessed my deep, dark, jealous secret.
Well, I had spinning cupids on the show earlier tonight, Troy, and I'm not sure if you heard that, but that was a sus.
That was very sus. And look, you know, I will put my hand up and I will admit to being that other presenter who is a little bit jealous of your sus moments with that gorgeous, gorgeous hunk of a man who is the lead singer of Spinning Cupids.
I'm going to have to cut that out and send it to him. Hello, Hassam.
Yeah, he's going to be listening now. He's going to be going, oh, maybe I'm on the wrong, maybe I was on the wrong show all along.
No, no.
He'll slide into my DMs tonight.
No.
And would you believe it or not, but that hunk of a gorgeous man, Hassam, indeed slid into my DMs. Now, I won't go into, you know, all that was said in our conversations with each other, because that's not for radio, but they were a little bit sus. But seeing so, we are having sus moments with the lead singer from Spinning Cupids, Hassam. Well, I thought I'd up the sus ante and possibly, as always, take it a little bit too far by saying, Kale, I raise your sus moments and confessions of love in DMs to one date that involves as many quarter pounders, or is it quarter pound hymns? Either which way, quarter pounders as one likes, Hassam, and being the only radio program here at 2SSR, if not Australia, that has their very own puppet house band. Well, could I not get the house band in to do a bit of a love song dedication for my Hassam as we one up Kale with the sus moments for Hassam from the Shire's Spinning Cupids here on The Troy Murphy Show? This one's for you, my friend Hassam.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the one you love and hold them tight, so happy together. If I should call you up in just a time and you say you belong to me and ease my mind, imagine how the world could be so very fine, so happy together. To be the only one for me is you, and you for me, so happy together. The
listening to The Troy Murphy Show. It's where celebrities stop by for a chat.
Omar Rudberg from Young Royals. Do you think that your character, Simon, could get used to royal life?
Well, no. I don't think so. But, I mean, you never know.
What about you personally? Would you like to live the royal life?
Oh, I would definitely want to try that out.
Stay tuned. More from The Troy Murphy Show coming up right after this.
Hi, it's Kale. Hope you can join me for Friday Night Live every Friday from 7 to 9pm for a mix of pop and indie music, interviews with interesting people, and all the music and entertainment news from the Shire, Sydney and beyond. Friday Night Live, 7pm on 2SSR 99.7 FM. I'll see you there.
It seems today that all you hear is music on the radio and murder on podcasts. But where are those good old-fashioned talk shows on which we used to rely? Lucky there's a Troy Murphy Show. Lucky there's a man who positively can do all the things that make us tune in live. It's the Troy Murphy Show.
Fun stuff at the front. Serious stuff at the back. You're listening to The Troy Murphy Show.
You are listening to this here, The Troy Murphy Show, broadcasting live on 2SSR FM 99.7. And this week in our regular celebrity news pop cultural segment, I thought we'd do something a little bit different. As regular listeners will know, I am obsessed, I tell you, with the Netflix TV show Heartstopper that just released its season 2, where, you know, it dropped. I didn't leave the house for a day to binge watch the entire thing. But to include it as part of the show, I can't just talk about it. I've got to do something interesting with it. So that's why over the next few weeks, we're going to be doing a little bit of Heartstopper facts and trivia. Yes, facts and trivia from Heartstopper. The good people at Netflix have finally given me media access, and I've got access to all this glorious information. So let's present it here on the show for, well, not only my purpose being a Heartstopper fan, but for all the Heartstopper fans out there, as we take a look at facts and trivia each week, covering from general facts, music, costume, hair and makeup, the art department, production design and cinematography. This week, of course, starting with general facts, shooting in Paris. Here is fact number one. The cast and crew had 2 mornings filming at the Eiffel Tower and had to get there at 6 a.m. to go up before any members of the public were allowed access. This is a 3-tier system of elevators that needs to be navigated to get to the viewing platforms, and the team had to squeeze into, well, the cast had to squeeze into the lifts alongside crates of pastries and fruit that were heading up to the cafes. That's a good fact.
Hey, Nick. Is that hickey from you then? What if it was? You jealous? I'm not gay.
Nah, leave him alone, lads. Come on.
Come on.
Did Harry just stick up for us?
Come on.
I think he did.
Weird.
In the scenes where the gang run up the Eiffel Tower stairs, director Euros Lin asked them to dance on the spot in between takes to keep their energy breathless and fluid. Cue mass synchronized dance-off as the sun was rising over the Paris skyline.
I thought this trip would be awful. But I think it's my favorite holiday yet.
Really? Wow.
It's so beautiful here. It makes me want to draw.
You should.
I love watching you draw. The building is just so cinematic. They should make more movies in the Louvre. I can only think of the Da Vinci Code, and you would literally have to tie me to a chair if you wanted me to watch that actual monstrosity again.
And for the scenes filmed in the Louvre, they were only allowed to bring in a reduced crew and limited lighting setup. These sequences were filmed documentary style, with the director and cinematographer working alongside the two actors, either Kit or Joe or Will and Yasmin. Now, the director, Euros Lynn, he cameos as a security guard in the Louvre. What a fun fact. And we'll continue with Heartstopper Facts here on The Troy Murphy Show next week, as next week we take a look at Heartstopper music.
Stay tuned, because here's what is coming up next on The Troy Murphy Show.
You are indeed listening to this here, The Troy Murphy Show, as we broadcast live out of our Canberra studio, which means we have to play this.
Order!
I will not be lectured about sexism and misogyny by this man. I will not.
I mean, you know, people are entitled to their sexual proclivities. You know, let there be a thousand blossoms bloom, as far as I'm concerned. But I ain't spending any time on it.
I tell you what, any boss who sacks anyone for not turning up today is a bum.
I believe we are in danger of being swamped by Asians.
They're young, they're feisty. I think I can probably say I have a bit of sex appeal. And
I mean, I've said this before. Hey, tell that interpreter. This language. He's just complicates it so much. You know?
Madam Speaker, the leader of the opposition is the Mr. Potato Head of Australian politics. He's the Mr. Potato Head. You can put whatever face you like.
Yeah. Well, hang on. Sit down.
I'm still hearing.
You sit down, Bullfed. You sit down.
I've got the call.
I've got the call. Sit down.
Oh, classic. I'm going to have to come down to Canberra more often just so I can play that on the show each week. Coming up shortly here on the show, we're going to take a look at, we'll play a little game, two games actually. One is our very, very popular segment on demand, and that's the quick quiz. And for all you news buffs out there, we'll be playing, is it real news or is it fake news? Where you have to guess if the story I'm talking about is indeed real breaking news or if I've made it up. So you sit there going, what? That's coming up next here on The Troy Murphy Show.
Fun stuff at the front, serious stuff at the back. You're listening to The Troy Murphy Show.
It's time now here on The Troy Murphy Show for the quick quiz. 10 quick quiz questions, of which you have 3 seconds to guess the answer before the answer is revealed. It's the most popular segment on demand. And if you want to listen back on demand, you can do so by going to the 2SSR.com.au website, finding The Troy Murphy Show on the program guide, clicking on that and listening back at your convenience. All right, my friends, let's do the quiz, starting with question number one. Which sign of the zodiac is represented by twins? The answer we're looking for is Gemini. Question number two, an expression relating to espionage or intrigue is cloak and what? Dagger. Cloak and dagger, which takes us to question number three. The computer abbreviation RAM, R-A-M, stands for random access what? Not an easy one, because I thought it had to do with, you know, sheep. But the answer we're looking for is memory. Random access memory. Question number four. Which Australian actor is the ex-husband of Miley Cyrus? Liam Hemsworth. Question number five. A little bit of a difficult one. In Aboriginal mythology, what animal is a tiddalik? And I do hope I pronounce that correctly. Spelt T-I-D-D-A-L-I-K. Tiddalik. The answer is frog. Question number 6. What is the first name of Russian leader Putin? Vladimir. Vladimir Putin is Russia's leader. Question number 7. A colloquial expression of surprise is, I'll be a monkey's what? I'll be a monkey's what? The answer in 3 seconds. Can you guess it? Uncle. Well, I'll be a monkey's uncle. Well, that would mean my nephew would be a monkey. Question number 8. What green fruit or vegetable is a key ingredient in the dip tzatziki? The answer? Cucumber! What a good dip. Not my favourite green dip, because that would be the avocado dip. But tzatziki, definitely up there. After olive dip. Yes. Moving on to question 9 before I get hungry. In the classic story, what is the name of the wood carver who creates Pinocchio? The correct answer we're looking for is Geppetto. And the final question, question number 10, which Alanis Morissette song features the lyrics, "It's like rain on your wedding day"? And I promise I won't sing it because we leave the singing to the house band. The answer we're looking for is Ironic. Well, isn't it a little bit ironic, don't you think? Well, no, not really, because nothing in that song was ironic. It was just misfortunate. Which brings us to the end of the quick quiz this week. How'd you do? Jump on any of the Troy Murphy Show Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, X, Threads, social media platforms. Send us a message with how many answers you got correct. And if you got more than 6, I will reply with a little trophy emoticon or emoji, whatever they're called. That was the quick quiz. You're listening to The Troy Murphy Show.
You're listening to The Troy Murphy Show. It's where celebrities stop by for a chat.
Marsha Hines reflects on her time at Australian Idol, including that gold dress debacle.
The guys dogged Paulini about her dress. I tore those guys to shreds backstage because I said, you guys are fathers. It was more deco than it was Mark. But I just said, you know, you can't do that. And not only that, we got little girls and girls watching the show. And to body shame somebody, we didn't have that terminology back then, but to body shame somebody like that, and she thought she looked great. If she didn't think she looked great, she, you know, and is that what you really want to tell her about, or how did she sing that night?
Stay tuned. More from The Troy Murphy Show coming up right after this.
They say that a change is as good as a holiday. So if you're looking for a new hobby or experience, then please join me, Anne Warren, for the Art and Soul program. We'll look at what's happening around the Shire with a focus on the arts. You'll hear about the latest exhibitions, events, festivals, or perhaps a fun and interesting workshop. It's live, it's local, it's 2SSR Art and Soul every Tuesday between 12 and 2 p.m. right here on 2SSR 99.7 FM and streaming live around the world on 2SSR.com.au.
Friday, Saturday, happy days. Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, what a day. Tune your radio to the Troy Murphy Show. The Troy Murphy Show. Goodbye, Chris Cash. Hello, Blue. The Troy Murphy from 7 p.m. and then online all week long. Friday, Saturday, happy days. Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, what a day. Tune your radio to the Troy Murphy Show. The Troy Murphy Show. The Troy Murphy Show. The Troy Murphy Show.
It's as useless as a self-help guide on how to stop buying self-help books. You're listening to The Troy Murphy Show.
It's our weekly segment that has people going, what, what? Yes, that's right. It's time for The Troy Murphy Show's Is It Real News or Is It Fake News segment. Yes, a very bizarre segment on our show. Each week as part of our fun stuff at the front and something for everyone commitment. as each week I summarise a potential news story, it could have broken in the news this week, or I could be making it up because that's how ridiculous this story is. It could be real news, or as our good friend Donald Trump would say, it could be fake news. That's right. And you get to play along at home. Let me summarize the story for you. Swedish criminal gangs have been employing an unconventional method to launder money. And that unconventional method to launder money is fake Spotify streams. Yes, these gangs, responsible for a surge in violent crimes throughout Sweden, have been channeling funds from drug deals, robberies, fraud, and even contract killings into bogus Spotify streams of songs by artists who are affiliated with their criminal networks. Now, by artificially inflating the stream counts, they receive payments from the platform, effectively laundering their illicit gains. This surreal scheme involves converting dirty cash into Bitcoin and then using cryptocurrency to pay individuals who generate the fake streams on Spotify. The results? Criminal tracks climbing the charts and a simultaneous boost in legitimate streams, leading to increased payouts from the Swedish music streaming giant. And if you are a Spotify user, I'm going to have to ask you, are you noticing some random Swedish music popping up in your recommended tracks? I don't know if Spotify has that. I don't use Spotify, but maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. Who knows? Because what I do care about and what I do know is as we play this game, I ask you, playing along at home, do you think this is real news? Or as our friend Donald J. Trump would say, is it fake news? You be the judge. Lock your answer in because I'm about to tell you. No, I'm not going to go to a break. I'll tell you now in this segment. Is this Swedish criminal gangs employing unconventional methods to launder money through fake Spotify streams, real news or fake news? It is indeed real news! Yes, that's right, Swedish criminal gangs who, you know, do drug deals, robberies, fraud and even contract killings have been making money through fake Spotify streams. Oh, what a world that we live in. And like I said at the beginning, news that does indeed make you go, what? What indeed? You are listening to this here, The Troy Murphy Show.
You're listening to The Troy Murphy Show. It's where celebrities stop by for a chat.
The legendary Umbilical Brothers on the sound effects that they just can't do.
Tinkly winkly noises, like keys rattling. I can't do keys rattling, like... See, I can't do that. I can do the heavier ones, like a... lightsabers, whatever. Trucks, birds, whatever, you know, that stuff. But tinkly winkly things, dropping your keys, little that kind of stuff I can't do. So that's why you never have keys in our show.
Stay tuned. More from The Troy Murphy Show coming up right after this.
Would you like to be involved in your local not-for-profit radio station? Would you like to become a 2SSR volunteer with the opportunity to be a presenter, provide office support or help with community events? If you would like to be part of the 2SSR family, call us on 9545 1800 or go to our website 2SSR.com.au and click on membership to download the application form.
Keeping it smooth in the Shire for over 20 years. Pauline Routledge and Smooth Jazz. Will Downey. Free, free, Gerald Albright. Brand new heavies. Pauline Routledge and Smooth Jazz, Sunday 6 p.m. for The Drive Home on FM 99.7.
Put your serious hats on. It's time to take a look at the big stories breaking this week.
All right, let's put our serious hats on, my friends, for the serious stuff at the back as we take a look at the news breaking this week to cast the TTMS opinion over, as we do each week here on the Troy Murphy Show, starting with state politics news from New South Wales. And who didn't see this coming? An internal government document that was leaked has revealed that Premier Chris Minns decided not to illuminate the Sydney Opera House for King Charles III's coronation due to political reasons, rather than the solely cost considerations that he claimed it to be back when that happened. That was in May. In May, Minns cited taxpayer savings, estimating the cost of $800,000 to $100,000 as the cost to light up the sails of the Sydney Opera House to celebrate the coronation of King Charles III. However, in April, government staff discussed projecting a purple wash on the Opera House for as little as $10,000. It looks like someone may have added an extra zero to make that story a little bit more of a scoop. Now, the leaked email chain exposed that the decision was seen as political, with one colleague stating it came, and I quote, from the Premier. This move was criticised by monarchists, who viewed it as a snub to the monarchy, suggesting that it was driven by Minns' Republican sympathies. And I agree. I said it at the time here on the radio that I felt that this had everything to do with Republican views from the Premier Chris Minns, the Premier of this year New South Wales, rather than trying to do the right thing by all Australians, sorry, all New South Welsh people, and the majority of us who like the monarchy and are monarchists, because that's what you're supposed to do when you're a leader of a state or an electorate or a local council or the country. You're supposed to represent all constituents and all of their needs. And, well, a lot of us needed to celebrate. And I don't know about you listening along at home. I sat there, and actually I sat there with my mum. I sat there with my mum. Both of us are proud monarchists, and we watched the coronation in full. We had takeout. We sat there. We binged ate. We watched it. We cried. We laughed. It was wonderful, especially laughing at good old Prince Harry, who was hidden by his aunt's hat. back to this article. Opposition leader Mark Speakerman, the good Mark Speakerman of the Sutherland Shire, questioned Minns trustworthiness in Parliament. Yeah, I'd question it too, Speakerman. I'd question it too. Referencing the leaked documents, Minns defended his decision, highlighting that the Opera House had been lit up for 71 days in 2022 and argued that it was overused. He clarified that the initial brief estimated the cost at $75,000 and most projections exceeded $100,000. Min also justified his decision by comparing it to the elimination of the Opera House for Indian Prime Minister Modi's visit, which cost less and was funded by the Commonwealth. He explained that the Indian flag projection was on the eastern side of the Opera House and therefore less expensive than the planned coronation projection on the western side. To me, that just seems like semantics. Great, I understand, you know, projecting the Indian flag when the Prime Minister of India comes and visits. You know, the Commonwealth paid for it, yeah, fair enough. We understand the economic reasons behind that. India is potentially going to spend a lot of money here in Australia, so of course you're going to want to make his visit a little bit special and have the Indian flag on the sails of the Opera House. How many people can say that they've had their flag on the Opera House sails when they come to visit? What an exclusive! What a great way to do business! But come on, how many of us, and well, so far, there can't be too many people alive who have seen a coronation of a king or a queen. We might be lucky in our lifetime. We may see two. We may see two, but this was our first. We should have celebrated this loud and proud. Whether you're a monarchist or not, this is we are still under the monarchy. We should be proud of this. We should have had it on the Opera House, no matter what the cost. I know we're in a cost of living crisis, and I know I go on about the cost of living crisis week in, week out here on the show, but come on! Come on! This is bigger than that. Save money elsewhere. Take a pay cut, one of you politicians. Let's have some recognition of our new king. Like him or loathe him. Like him or loathe the monarchy. There are plenty of people who love it, and we all should be proud to respect and honour a king as he is crowned. Now, as a response to concerns about overuse, the Sydney Opera House is developing an updated lighting policy which will clarify the type of frequency and projections to prevent excessive lighting. Minns maintains that the Opera House should be reserved for events taking place in New South Wales. Oh, come on. Come on, Chris Minns. Come on. Maybe we need to put a bit of a call out to his office to get him to come on the show. He probably would say, no, we are just after all community radio. But he's, you know, we do broadcast to his area. They are part of our listening our listening reach. So, Minns, I think we need to have a little bit of a chat, a one-on-one about, you know, representing the people of New South Wales better than what you are doing so far. I know this is all politics and you're just, you know, you need to. This is the thing about politics. I don't know if you know much about politics listening at home, or I'm sure you probably do if you've lasted this long in the show and are staying for the serious stuff at the back. But a politician can't go back on something that they've said or done, because then the media go after them big time. So he can't go back on this. And he's just got to keep writing it until it either disappears or he can think of a better way around it. Or hopefully that the public just forget about it and we all move on. So I don't think there's going to be any changing his mind. So probably fruitless to have him on the show. Either which way, I do hope that opposition Mark Speakerman keeps at him at this. Keeps at him, and make sure we celebrate all the right things by putting it up on the Opera House flags there in our beautiful harbour, our beautiful Sydney harbour. What was it? You know, wasn't it a little while ago we had, you know, a horse race thing go up there? Come on. You put that up there, that's okay. But I don't think that was under the Minns government. I'll be, you know, I won't hold that against him. From memory, I don't think it was under Minns, but, you know, if we can put that up, we can surely put up recognition of a king as he is being crowned. And as I said earlier, we are probably going to see a second crowning because, you know, Charlie, he ain't young, a little bit old. He may not be, well, he might live to be the same age as his dear mum. Mummy dear, and he might live into his 90s, which is another, 20 plus years. We could have him on the crown. And then, of course, Kate and Wills, which I think we're all looking for. All of us, Monicus, I can't speak for everyone, but myself, I'm definitely, you know, Charlie is definitely the meat, the bologna in the sandwich. That's inappropriate to say. That'll bite me in the ass one day. we had the Queen, who we love. She was top bred. And we've got Will, who I think will be top bred too. And we're all, I hope I'm still alive to see Will's crowned as king. And when that happens, I'll be setting up the petitions to have that flag flown. Well, displayed on the sails of the Sydney Opera House. You are listening to the Troy Murphy Show, going on a very, very weird rant in this here serious stuff at the back.
You're listening to the Troy Murphy Show. It's where celebrities stop by for a chat.
Former Prime Minister Scott Morrison talking about the importance of community here in the Sutherland Shire.
As part of this community, I know just how vital our life is here in the Shire and in the St George area, how much it depends on the vibrancies of our community. I mean, governments are important, don't get me wrong, and they have a role to play, but they're not the community. And I think we've always understood in Southern Sydney is, you know, that's where the strength of our community lies. It's in those volunteers. It's in those who are a part of our community and making it a stronger and better place.
Fun stuff at the front, serious stuff at the back. You're listening to the Troy Murphy Show.
All right, let's take a look at federal politics and what's going on in the world of Canberra. Now, I'd like to talk about something different to The Voice, because we talk about The Voice each week, but there is so much going on with The Voice that I can't not talk about it. I'd much prefer to talk about the failings of the Labor government when it comes to housing policy and the deal they've done with the devil, aka the Greens, and what that means for everyone across the country when it comes to home ownership and renting. But The Voice to Parliament is, well, it's like candy to a baby or crack to an addict. when it comes to the hottest topic to speak. I shouldn't have put it that way. That's inappropriate. Move on, Troy. All right, let's talk about this Indigenous voice to Parliament. The referendum, of course, scheduled for October 14, has seen a recent shift in public opinion. According to a National Resolve poll conducted from September 6 to 9, the poll, which surveyed 1,604 respondents, revealed that the no vote has gained momentum, now leading with 57% compared to the yes vote at 43%. This marks an increase from the previous month's poll, where the no vote held a 54% lead. Furthermore, initial preferences showed 49% in favour of no, 35% in favour of yes, and 16% undecided. That's a big change. Multiple polls conducted over the past week have consistently shown a trend of declining support for the Indigenous voice proposal, with no leading most polls by a significant margin. Despite these shifts, supporters of the Yes campaign have criticised the poll, alleging bias and inaccuracies. And it goes on, the Labor Party, the Albanese Labor Party, has accused the No campaign against the Indigenous voice to Parliament of spreading falsehoods and fear-mongering. Yeah, I got that word out right. This accusation comes after phone call scripts used by volunteers from Fair Australia, associated with the Conservative Advance lobby group, were revealed. These scripts suggested that the proposed change could lead to separate laws, separate economies, and separate leaders. However, the claims made in these scripts, including concerns about Australia Day reparations treaties and the passage of laws through Parliament, have been refuted by the Labor Party. Yet no detail on, this is personal commentary here, not the news story. Just have to separate that, because that's what we have to do here on Community Radio. Separate the fact from the opinion, and I'm doing the opinion bit right now. We still don't know, because, you know, Question Time, watch it every day. Every day it's on, I watch it. The questions keep going. The questions about, you know, what will the voice do? And no one can answer. But we're told that it won't. But how, we don't know. Because then there's the High Court. It's just a mess. The Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese, condemned the No campaign's tactics as promoting fear rather than hope. Oh, dear. Because, well, that's a little bit of a catch-22 for the PM, because the Yes campaign haven't had the best of weeks this week. Indigenous leader Marcia Langton, who is also one of the prominent Yes campaign advocates, she's part of the putting it all together. Well, she this week has denied labelling no voters as racist and stupid amid escalating tension surrounding the voice referendum. Let's take a little bit of a listen to the audio.
Every time the no case raises one of their arguments, if you start pulling it apart, you get down to base racism. I'm sorry to say it, but that's where it lands. Or just sheer stupidity.
Since that audio has gone viral across the news, Langdon has clarified that her criticism was directed at the No campaign itself rather than voters, and is seeking legal advice on the reports suggesting otherwise. So anyone saying that, well, I should be very careful because I don't want to get sued, but FYI, Marcia, if you're listening, I've got no money, the station's got no money, no point suing us. But the allegations, the alleged allegations are that Marcia Langdon, called no voters racist and stupid. She's since clarified that she said no, she didn't call Australians who will be voting no, the majority according to the polls, they're not racist, it's rather the campaign itself. That's racist and stupid. But you be the judge, you heard the audio. But just to reflect to what we were saying at the very beginning when it comes to polling, of course, polling at the moment, 57% no, 43% yes. I am doing my own polling on the Troy Murphy Show Facebook page. Yes, that is correct. On the Troy Murphy Show Facebook page, we're doing polling. On The Voice, we've got a question up there, and we're doing something a little bit different. I'm boosting it out across the Sutherland Shire. I want to know how the Sutherland Shire will be voting in this upcoming referendum. And the results thus far for the question that I have posed, how will you be voting? If it's yes, put a thumbs up emoji. If it's a no, do a love heart emoji. And well, the voting is... ooh, it's changed since I last looked. Last I looked, it was 50-50, but things have changed now. The no vote, 54%. The yes vote, 46%. So when it comes to the national average, the Shire, not too far off. Like I said, the no vote here in the Shire, 54%. The yes vote, 46%. Nationwide, 57% no. The yes vote, 43%. Looks like the Sutherland Shire is on par with what's going on nationally, despite the numerous yes campaign events happening across the Sutherland Shire. I think there's even three this week. And we've still got 30 days until we get to vote in this referendum. Speaking of this referendum, before we wrap the show up, I thought I would share some valuable information when it comes to the referendum. Now, for those who will need to vote early or who like to vote early, say in pre-polling, or if you have a disability and you can't get out to vote, or if you are working on the Saturday and can't vote, you can vote early. Now, you can apply for a postal vote. To do so, you have to do through the aec.gov.au website. Now, you can do that from now. PACs will be sent out from the 18th, and you've got until the 11th of October to apply for a postal vote. You will need to complete your postal vote on or before voting day. And even if you get it done and sent out on voting day, the last day of receipt that the last day of receipt, so if it gets lost in the mail or takes time to get there in the mail, is the 27th of October to have your postal vote counted. There will be pre-polling. Pre-polling here in New South Wales starts on October 3rd. There will be over 500 pre-polling places across the country. The AEC do not have that list of where pre-polling will be. At the moment, they are working on it, and they say that it'll be on the AEC website 14 days before October 3rd. And if you are just turning 18, or if you need to change your electoral details, you've got until the 18th of September to do so. And of course, the referendum date, October 14. Make sure you write that down. It's going to be a big day to vote. In for many people will be their very first referendum. I remember my first referendum. It was the first time I ever voted. That was a while ago, and I've just aged myself. And that's just some of the news that broke this week when it comes to the voice to Parliament.
And it's all over, just like that.
And that's it, the Troy Murphy Show, done and dusted for another week. Thanks for tuning in as we broadcast live from Canberra. We'll be back in the Shire next week and back from 7 p.m. for another edition of the Troy Murphy Show. Now, if you missed anything from the show tonight and want to listen back to any of the ranting or raving or games or silliness or fun, you can listen back on demand by clicking the Troy Murphy Show on the program guide that you can find on the 2SSR.com.au website. Find out why we are the number one show listened to on demand. But before we go, let's hear that delicious political intro mashup one more time. See you next week. Bye for now.
I will not be lectured about sexism and misogyny by this man. I will not.
I mean, you know, people are entitled to their sexual proclivities. You know, let there be a thousand blossoms bloom as far as I'm concerned. But I ain't spending any time on it.
I tell you what, any boss who sacks anyone for not turning up today is a bum.
I believe we are in danger of being swamped by Asians.
They're young, they're feisty. I think I can probably say I have a bit of sex appeal. And,
I mean, I've said this before. Hey, tell that interpreter. This language. He's just complicates it so much, you know?
Madam Speaker, the leader of the opposition is the Mr. Potato Head of Australian politics. He's the Mr. Potato Head. You can put whatever face you like. Yeah.
Well, hang on. Sit down.
I'm still hearing.
You sit down, Bullfed. You sit down.
The leader of the House of
I've got the call. Sit down.